whip up some steaks. So we sit there and have, you know, let's say, real sick porterhouse steaks. Has the guy go out, and this is like winter time, has the guy go out and start up the grill, and he goes, do you like them barbecued? I like them barbecued.
I could picture that.
And we're sitting there, and I've never had Don Perignon before in my life, but that was the first time I ever had it. And we're sitting there eating steaks and baked potatoes, and the guy's fixing all kinds of stuff, and we're eating away. And he goes, I'm going to join you late. He goes, I like to eat late.
That Hopkins should have tried that.
Blew through two bottles of Dom Perignon like it was water. Then after that, we went into the radio, walked into the radio room. He brings out a box of cigars. They weren't nothing that I've ever had before. I never had a Cuban cigar before, but he had a box of Cubans, you know.
Yeah.
Light up some, you know, big old stogies, and we're sitting there on 40 meters.
Didn't he get like a bigger signal report than someone, and while he was smoking the cigars, and then he said something about, what was that phrase again?
You know, we're sitting there, and he goes, yeah, use your call, you know, and I'm working split on 40, and I call CQDX, and there's an unbelievable pile up on me, working split. There had to be like at least 60 or 70 Europeans calling at once. And, you know, I'm just sitting there, like, working one right after the other, and, you know, he was looking at me, he goes, it's good to be king. True colors.
That's a good one. It's good to be the king.
It's good to be king. Oh, man, I tell you, I'll never forget that as long as I live.
That's right up there with, you know, when he was giving us the tour that other time and found the bong. His son's bong, you know, hidden in the bushes. This appears to be an implement for smoking pot.
An implement of smoking pot.
Anyway, let me shoot it back, Steve. Wonder if Steve is following this...